Com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost for those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's helping you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Sue. Hi, Sue. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, darling. How can I help?
Okay. I think it was a few weeks back, someone called you about vertigo. And I'm thinking you suggested manganese, 300 milligrams a day, split up, you know, like 100. I did that, and it worked. But then I got to thinking, when do I stop it? And then, I mean, as long as it's working, I mean, is there a toxicity? Is what I'm wondering. And then also, I have a ringing in my left ear, so I don't know. And that got better with, and cramps in my legs and feet got better too, so is it my head?
No, actually, it's not in your head, so I think that's great. But yeah, manganese typically is a deficiency that we don't see often. And again, it's a mineral.
Okay.
So typically you're not going to get too much of a toxicity with it at lower dosages like that. So
okay.
I don't know that you need to be overly concerned about that. It's no different than taking like a vitamin every day or a multivitamin every day or taking zinc every day. You know, you don't want to be taking thousands of milligrams. If you're being sensible and taking what's on the label, usually, and what's directed, you know, by what's on the label of whatever brand you're taking, I mean, typically that's an okay thing to do, and it's what's recommended. And, you know, the reality is when you have a deficiency of some mineral of whatever kind, they can have a lot of different aspects of it. Like ringing in the left ear is always a classic symptom of a manganese deficiency, as well as leg cramps or some form of cramping. And then also, like you were talking about, dizziness and some vertigo can have to do with a deficiency as well. So, I mean, it's interesting that all that kind of cleared up based on just, you know, dealing with a mineral deficiency. So yeah, it's amazing how that works. But I wouldn't worry too much about a toxicity level. And if you need to get blood work done, they can do blood tests and whatnot. But I mean, rarely do you see toxicity with manganese, and rarely do you see a deficiency, which is kind of interesting as well. But I'm glad that was helpful to you. Manganese really is a key mineral to the body, and so many people, when they get deficient, it does cause a lot of weird symptoms like what you've been dealing with. So thanks so much for the call. Glad you're doing well. 888-283-7272. You can check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Weight gain is now hitting women after marriage, they're saying, and men after divorce, USA Today reported. Is tying or untying the knot seems to affect men's and women's waistlines differently. A new study shows that women are more apt to pile on the excess pounds after marriage, while men add the weight after divorce. And so clearly the effect of marital transitions on weight changes differs by gender. And there's a lead authority in this, Dr. Tumran at Ohio State University. But they said that both men and women who divorced or married were more likely than never married people to have a small weight gain in the 2 years following their marital transition, the team found. In most cases, the weight gain was minor and not a serious health threat, but the risk of incurring a large weight gain was higher among men after divorce and among women after getting married. So divorces for men and, to some extent, marriages for women promote weight gains that may be large enough to pose a health risk, they concluded. But the study didn't examine the reasons why major weight gain is more likely for men after divorce and for women after marriage, then the research did not really go beyond the two-year marital transition mark. But married women have a larger role around the house than men do, and they may have less time to exercise and stay fit than similar unmarried women. A co-author and sociology professor, Dr. Quinn, theorized in the news release, on the other hand, studies show that married men get a health benefit from marriage, and they lose that benefit once they get divorced, which may lead to their weight gain. But researchers also found that people over age 30 were more likely to gain weight after marriage or divorce. And, you know, here's the deal. There's so much of emotions that are tied to our weight gain. And again, many times people stress eat. They go through a lot of stressful times in their life, like a divorce or getting married, and they either let it go one way or the other. But most people soothe themselves with food. It is. It's true. And most psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that. A lot of studies out there will tell you that many times people will actually soothe themselves with the food. And again, it is what it is. But if you can control that, if you can get control of your life and the way that you feel and the way you think, and not let all these the circumstances around you control what's going on. If you can control what's in you, you'll control what's going on around you. But you have to control what's within you first, your thoughts, your actions, your intentions, your instincts. I mean, if you get down to where you can control all of that, you're going to make the world around you much better. Using the most important issues, or the most important supplements, like a good multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break your food down, cod liver oil for that omega-3 fatty acid, vitamin A, vitamin D, and then also probiotics, which, of course, put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. But all of those are important, and that's a good foundation for you. But fasting is considered really good, too, but you need to check with your doctor on that. It allows the body to cleanse itself. It's a natural detoxifier for the body that can play a big role. So there's a lot of things like that that can be key players. But again, it has to be one of those deals where you're ready to make a change, you're willing to make a change, no matter what. And if you are, then that's where the real victory will come. But although it can sound kind of scary, you need to walk with whatever your doctor's telling you and begin to learn and educate yourself. My book, Empowering Your Health, I think, Stan, would be a real good tool for you. It'll take you from A to Z of what you really need to do with your health, especially if you just don't know where to begin. It is the beginning point, and it gets into a lot of detail, too. So it's called Empowering Your Health, and you can pick it up at empoweringyourhealth.com. Quote for the day comes from a Dutch proverb. It says, a handful of patience is worth more than a bushel of brains. You know what? There's a lot of truth to that statement. A lot of truth. Blood oxygen test now tends to find heart defects in newborns. Interestingly enough, we're going to talk about that in just a moment, but now we're going to go to Monique. Monique, welcome to the show. Hello, Monique. Monique, are you with us? Okay, I think we've lost Monique. We're going to go to an email here. Jennifer, actually, in Florida, she writes, I've been struggling with energy levels. They become low. They're lower in the morning, and they start to pick up in the evening time after 1 p.m. in the afternoon. What do you think that is? Well, I'll tell you this. A lot of times with energy levels, you have to do with cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone, and it has to do with the adrenal glands. So the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands, and really, a lot of people go to the coffee and whatnot in the mornings, but if you will resist that desire for coffee in the mornings, switch over to more of a green tea, which can help block cortisol. It can help stabilize the adrenal function. Vitamin C can be very helpful, and also vitamin B5 has also shown great benefit. You might want to get your thyroid checked with your
America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Yeah. Live Healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Oh, great. I have a question for you. I love your show, and I love what you're doing. And you're a help to a lot of people. I know that.
Thank you.
Just wanted to mention that. And yes, sir, I have a enlarged prostate, and also just recently I had gotten some cluster migraines, and one of the foods that they had urged me to stop eating was avocados, and you know, I think as you know, that's been one of the highly recommended ones.
Yeah, it is.
And I was wondering maybe what other types of foods I could eat in order to not trigger any more of those headaches, because they have gotten better, by the way, too, so that's been a blessing.
So you come off avocados and the headaches have gotten better?
Sure.
So you come off the avocados and your headaches?
Well, I don't think it was, I can't really tell. They gave me several different foods, and that was just happened to be one of them. And I eat a lot of avocados, a lot of bananas. Those two were on the list of not being able to eat. And but the headaches went away. I don't necessarily think they were a result of that. I think it might have been a little bit of stress maybe or something, but.
Have you been under more stress than usual lately?
Well, I don't think that I had been under any less. I was before, but I didn't think I was really under any under back when I started getting them either. I just believe I guess I've been eating right, you know, trying to eat right and that type of thing.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know that avocados would really cause it. If you have some form of food like bananas that raise the blood sugar a little bit more than the average type food, that could definitely trigger more headaches. So if you're eating a ton of bananas, what does that mean, like three or four a day or one a day?
Oh, just one a day, yes, sir.
Yeah, that may not be enough. What are any other foods they mentioned on the headaches?
Processed meats, I guess also bacon and
that's
pork.
The one. Those are it right there. They have a component in their foods called nitrites.
And right, I've heard of those before, yes, sir.
The nitrites are what trigger the headaches, cluster headaches for sure. I wouldn't worry so much about avocados. I'm just telling you, because that is really good for the prostate. Now, for prostate issues, what are you doing for that?
My doctor's giving me, I think it's Flomax is the name of it.
Yeah, and so it's swollen, right? It's a swollen prostate.
Yes,
so it's dealing with BPH.
I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I take Flomax, and then that's really all I've been given for the enlarged prostate. For the headaches, I had they had thought maybe my blood pressure was. I've never had high blood pressure, but it just happened to be high a couple times in there.
Okay.
And he gave me a blood pressure medicine, but you know I'm not planning on taking it for very long.
Well, when it comes to something like a prostate issue and you're taking Flomax, there's a lot of natural things you can take, too, and you can look into. Pumpkin seed oil is one. Also, salt palmetto, which is very, very good. And there's some really good research behind salt palmetto. Zinc is very good, too. And then also the pumpkin seed oil and, of course, avocados. I mean, when you're going through all of that, you always want to make sure, you know, you keep things balanced. And when you were looking at headaches, too, one big key for headaches, if you're not, I mean, just more than a chemical or a nutritional deficiency, there could be something structural going on, too. An osteopathic physician can look at that and possibly do some manipulation on the neck region if it needs it. And so if the headaches begin to trigger again on a regular basis, you might want to have a DO take a look at that and just see, you know, if they find anything that might be a strong trigger. Because with headaches, again, when they come and go, there's a big chemical component to it, but there can be a big structural component as well. But the prostate issues, I wouldn't worry too much about the avocado. Never have I really seen, unless somebody had a severe allergy to it, where it triggered any kind of headache-type symptoms. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Blood oxygen levels. There's a test now that finds heart defects in newborns. And all the newborns should get a simple oxygen test to really check for serious heart defects before they come home from the hospital. The new panel says that 25% of the cases, the effects are life-threatening, but the diagnosis sometimes is missed because of a baby's heart and lungs continue to mature in the first few days after birth, and nothing may look or sound wrong. They say it's very hard in the first few days of life to make a diagnosis. Even a good doctor, along with an expert exam, Dr. Alan Flashman, who's an MD and director of the March of Dimes in White Plains, New York, says the test is called pulse oximetry, and it measures how much oxygen is in the blood using a small light sensor that's taped around a baby's wrist, the palm of the hand, and the bottom of the foot. And several large studies have been around this. It doesn't cost that much. And powerful results they found from this as well. So great that they have new tests coming out for these kids. It's really important. At the end of the day, when you're dealing with heart defects, sometimes the trained ear of a pediatric cardiologist is very good at that. And, you know, they use echocardiograms, which can detect them as well. But sometimes they can go missed. And so having other tests out there really to rally things up and to give good data is always something good to have in the arsenal. 888-283-7272. Lines are open right now if you've got questions about your health. We're going to go to Monique now. Hi, Monique.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm living well, darling. How can I help?
Okay, I'll try to put this in a nutshell. I'll focus on my father recently. We were taking care of my mother who had pulmonary fibrosis, but the pneumonia just kept coming back over and over again. But so that sets up kind of the stress issues. My father just turned 72. He lost quite a bit of his muscle mass about maybe a year and a half ago, and he still works construction and such. He's a very positive-minded person. In May, he reached around to the right and he felt something pop kind of under, I would think maybe around where the liver was and whatnot. And he threw up after that, but he said there was no acid after he had eaten a little bit of food. He's had these issues with a little bit of nausea. Mostly the pain is keeping him from eating, and then it started radiating to the other side, mirroring, so to speak. And he's had blood work done, which showed 12,000 on the white cell count, some anemia. He's looked a little bit jaundiced.
So he's got several things going on that could be happening with the liver. My curiosity.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Call now, 888-283-7272, and check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going in the break, talking with Monique about her dad. A lot of stress going on, but now talk to me, Monique. Dad's 72, lost a lot of muscle mass. He did something where he turned around and he kind of reached to the right, felt a pop right about where the liver is. Then he threw up, and then he's had a lot of challenges from that point. So why don't you go from there?
Okay, so from there, things seemed to have kind of smoothed down a little bit. We were kind of eating on my mother's schedule, which is like, you know, whatever we could get down, or, you know, because breathing and eating was kind of difficult. And so we wound up everybody losing weight. But anyway, it showed up again about a couple weeks after her service, but it was, the pain was mirroring on the other side, and it was basically either a nausea, or when he did try to eat, he can only eat little bits, this, that, or the other. He is taking a super fruit extract that's got mangosteen and all like that in it, acai and so forth. He's trying to take his D3s. He did have a CT scan, an x-ray, a PET scan this past Monday, and then on Wednesday he had a needle biopsy because they had found about about a half-dollar sized tumor on the lower right part of the lung. And today he met with his lung specialist, and apparently there's not a whole lot of detail available, but all he said is maybe it had been, is definitely some kind of cancer tumor on the lower right lobe, and all he said is it apparently spread to the abdomen. I've looked at pancreatic stuff. Of course, I probably shouldn't have, because I'm just one of them nervy people in the nut. Try to get everything done in advance before just, you know, taking a step at a time. But his liver and kidney function look good. He showed anemia and 12,000 on the white count. Mm-hmm. He's going to see the general practitioner tomorrow. This dude is awesome. He gives you all the, he calls after hours and tells him, okay, this is what's up, yada, yada. So, but anyway, we're looking at maybe gallbladder, pancreas, stomach, all that kind of thing going on. And he is able to get like oatmeal down, some pudding. He's trying to eat about every 2 hours, but he lost 4 pounds in 1 week. And what I had heard also is that cancers cannot live in acidic environments.
Right.
And if that's the case, what, I mean, obviously he's probably going to have to get an IV. He may sign up into the Moffitt Center in Tampa to get whatever this is addressed. He's also taken some immunoglobulins, an enzyme pH, and a probiotic. He's trying to do that. When he takes his meals, the probiotic prior to. I'm at a loss, obviously. I mean, I know I've got to wait for certain things, but is there... he loves orange juice, but right now he's drinking more milk and whatnot than he is his juice. And so I'm wondering, you know, that's, I guess that's a stomach issue. And for a lung specialist not to apparently say, okay, it came from the lung and went to the abdomen, that's the best you can get, but didn't even suggest any kind of treatment. So now he's got to go back to the GP, who apparently knows more. I mean, this is shocking to me. And my husband's been through lung cancer, and they took his lung out, and he's, you know, he's a survivor. He's a walking, talking testimony. And my dad just turned 72. And I'm just wondering if you've got any kind of, I don't know, recommendations or suggestions about, you know, good foods to be eaten. He can get oatmeal down, pudding, a little bit of like burger and meat. He loves fish, but, and greens, and I don't know what else. And maybe I'm jumping the gun, and I just got to wait until they address the issue from where it came from. What kind of foods can you eat to kind of maybe keep this at bay while he's looking into figuring out what kind of treatment he should take? Because chemotherapy about killed my husband outside of a blood transfer, you know?
I don't think that you're jumping the gun. Let me just say that. I don't think you're being nervy, as you call it, or being anxious. I don't think any of that. I think that you're being wise, because you're realizing that he has to do something, that just sitting back and letting the body just kind of do whatever is not really that smart. I mean, then you have to jump in, and it's about being wise. I mean, what can you do right now? What can he do right now to improve his body? Because time is your greatest, it can be your greatest enemy or your greatest asset, especially when you're dealing with cancer or the potential of cancer. And, you know, cancer cells, they do thrive in an acidic environment. They don't thrive in what we call an alkaline environment. And so diet is the key. It really is. Now, depending on what stage and what level of cancer is, that depends as well. Because remember, cancers don't just form overnight. It takes about 10 years, they say, for a tumor to form to the point where it can be destructive to the body. So unfortunately, many tumors, unless it's pancreatic, which can be very aggressive, they take a long time to form, and they can be just sit around, until they really get to the point where you experience symptoms. And then once you experience symptoms, that's when, obviously, the game is on. And then you're dealing with all kinds of treatment and therapy and everything else. But I think that an anti-inflammatory diet for him, that's really important. There's a lot of supplements and whatnot that you can look into. And let me just shoot some at you that are out there that you can do some research on. Broccoli seed extract has really good research on it. And also, There's some really good teas out there. Herba Mate tea is really good. And, I mean, they're really good supplements. They've said that high doses of vitamin C can be very, very helpful with people that are looking to get their immune system built up. And so, I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot he can do. The green drinks are really good. So if you go to a health food store and ask them about green drinks, they help keep the body more alkaline. Easy Act tea, very good. It's a tea that's been around for quite some time. It builds the immune system, has some strong properties to it. And there's been good research on apricot seeds, and you can do that vitamin, they call it vitamin B17. So there's some research on that. Very tough to get. There's some kind of issues around that, but you can do the research yourself and make up your own opinions regarding that. And so getting him to focus and getting him to be in a good place and being his cheerleader like you're doing right now, doing research for him so you can bring good information to him, I think is a great way to go. And I would encourage you to continue down that path and not really think that you're being overly protective or overly concerned. When you're dealing with the potential of cancer or you're dealing with anything like that, it's I would rather someone be overly interested in what's going on than not enough to sit back and go, oh, they'll be fine, or it is what it is, or, I mean, that kind of attitude is not going to get anyone anywhere. And yes, there has to be a stress-free environment, or as much as you can allow that to be, but you don't want to get yourself sick either in the middle of all this. You've got to take care of you as well. So make sure you don't forget that, because yes, there's a battle going on here. And yes, you have to get his health back with, you know, as much as you can, or do the things that you know how to do to help him. But you don't want to lose your health in the middle of it all either. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open right now. You can give us a call, or if you want to shoot an email, go to getwellradio.com. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good to talk with you. How can I help?
Yeah, my name's Steve Fisher, and I've got some problems. I'm just trying to see what I can do about, I guess I waited a little late in life to try to get healthy, but...
That's okay. Better late than never.
Yeah. Well, I've always tried to stay fit, but I've had four stents put in. My father passed away at the age of 53. I've got a brother that's had either three or four heart attacks, and my mother's had a pacemaker for over 30 years. And I've got the four stents put in. I've got diabetes, which it just blows my mind because there's only like one or two people in my whole family that's ever had diabetes.
Right.
But, you know, I've got a friend now that's got me taking vitamins, and I've went from 230 pounds to 190 pounds. And she's got me taking CoQ10 and vitamin B12 and vitamin D, and there's just several of them that she got me taking, which I feel great. But I drive a truck, and it's real hard to, you know, get any exercise driving this truck because I drive from, you know, 10 to 15 hours a night. I'm in this truck.
Sure.
But I get home, and I can walk from my house to the next road up and back, and it's 3 2/10 miles, and I try to do that as often as I can. I don't get to do it every night. I try to lift weights and stuff and try to keep myself in shape as much as I can. And I love to ride horses, but I'm worried about that too, riding horses with the stents. I didn't know whether that could do any damage or not, but they're just a little, you know, I went to the doctor last week to have the last, I had three stents put in like 6 or 7 years ago, and they never bothered me. It was great. But I changed family doctors, and he found out I'd never had them checked, so he sent me up to have them checked. They couldn't get my heart rate up, and then when they finally did, he went in an arteriogram and stuck another stent in me. And I went up to have them checked, and he told me that my blood sugar was 4.8.
Well, and so right now at this point, being concerned with the stent and coming up with a game plan, why don't we do this? Let me go into the commercial break. We'll come back out and we'll talk about it, because heart health, dealing with a stent, and in dealing with conditions like diabetes and having blood sugar related issues, all of that kind of goes hand in hand. And so having a good lifestyle plan is really what it's all about. So you don't have to live in fear and you don't have to worry. You know you have a grounded plan that you can improve your health with while you're...
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered offered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. And going to the break, talking with Steve and talking about having stents in the heart and also some other health challenges. And Steve, why don't you kind of recap a little bit and then talk about kind of the main question you want to ask, more about a lifestyle plan for your overall health.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Really, I've only got one bad habit, and that's smoke, and I'm trying my best to quit doing that. But I've been smoking for a long time. you know, it's hard. It's real hard to quit. Sometimes I can go 4 or 5 days, and it seems like I'll go right back to it, but I'm trying my best to quit. And, the blood sugar's really got me worried a bunch. I don't check it like I should. He's got me on metformin. And, for that, I'm on lisinopril for my blood pressure. And he had me on, I can't remember the name of it, it was, generic for Zoloft. But I don't take it. And that stuff kind of made me feel funny, so I just kind of quit taking it. Like I said, I'm on several different vitamins that really seem to be helping a bunch. I mean, I've got a lot of energy. I don't have time to, I sleep all day. I don't eat right. Usually when I eat, it's in a darn truck stop, where you can't really get anything healthy to eat. And I'm just, I'm really trying to get out of a truck to where I can go back to being, active all the time. But I just, right now I've got to do this to make a living. Just trying to figure out how I can get as healthy as I can get.
I understand. I do. And with dealing with what you're dealing with, it's having stents in the heart and all these sorts of things that come from a lot of lifestyle factors. I mean, you said it best. You feel like you're coming into the game a little bit late, but it's really never too late. Even though you've had some things go on, I mean, think about the rest of your life that you have. And the choices you make right now really will determine the kind of health you're going to have. And so by making good choices now, that's going to make a huge difference later on. So as long as you know that and understand that, that's a key. And so your diet is important. You're right. First, the things you put inside your body become your body. And so the way you eat, the making the right choices every single day that you're going to eat better, you're going to exercise more, even though you drive a truck and all that sort of thing, you're going to make that a priority. Making the fact that you're not going to let anything hold you back. That you're going to focus. And that you're not going to let your old habits stay with you and continue to be your habits. Now, here's the deal with smoking. You have to determine. Let me ask you these questions about smoking. Do you have a family, wife, and kids?
No, well, I'm divorced, but I have children, but they're all grown up. They're all 55.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. You still have kids, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
And so, and grandkids. Okay. So, do you think that they want dad and granddad to be around for a while?
Oh yeah, I know they do.
Yeah. Do you think that when you smoke, knowing that they're here, when you smoke, do you think that is a selfish act or a selfless act?
No, I know it's a very selfish act. I wish I, there's nothing I want more than to quit.
Well, no,
it's hard to do.
No, I understand. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is, yeah, it's hard. But you have to decide kind of in your mind what's harder. You know, the fact of you having a heart attack because of a smoking habit, or you fighting through what can be tough so that they'll have a healthy dad and granddad. You see, most of the time when people have to quit, they're holding on. The smoking, it's not even the smoking and the nicotine so many times. It's the habit itself, but there's a control factor in their life with the smoking where they feel like they're in control. And a lot of times people can't quit because of that. But if you want to quit, I've seen more people quit on a dime. No patch, no gum, no nicotine, drug suppressant, nothing. And not that you can't use those. I'm just saying the root of it is in your mind, meaning it's more than just willpower. It's a made-up mind that you've had enough, and it is what it is. And you find replacement activities that you can kind of get into. And a lot of times people, with psychologists and whatnot, when people are going to quit smoking, they do replacement behavior. So, for example, if you go to smoke, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, will replace that with eating. And then, of course, they gain a bunch of weight, come off the nicotine, you gain more weight, and it's just kind of a big mess. But, you know, maybe it's exercise. Maybe for you, in driving a truck, maybe that's where you pull over and you pull into a parking lot or something and you walk for 15 minutes where you normally would take a smoke. And you create new habits and you create new ways of doing things. But, I mean, it has to come from a made-up mind. You have to have a driving force. And that's why if you have loved ones and people that you care about, and you know that smoking is going to potentially keep you from them, that should be enough of a driving force to keep you focused in the middle of it all. Now, there's other treatments out there. I mean, there's things like auriculotherapy, which is a form of acupuncture. It's like putting a staple around certain portions of your ear. It works very well. But I think the smoking habit, I mean, granted, you've got to quit, no doubt. But getting your eating right, I would encourage you. My book is called Empowering Your Health. If you don't have a copy, I would encourage you to get one, because I think it will just teach you from A to Z what it really means to be healthy. And at the core of it is the decision that you want to get well. That's the core. The core is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to go from where you are now to where you need to be? Are you willing to say, you know what, I'm never going to have the potential even of another stent in my heart. I'm not going to have the potential of having my blood sugar get worse. I'm not going to have the potential of dying early. You'll be able to thrive instead of just survive. Stay in touch with me on that. Put another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent...
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.